Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé as Gilg Thairach.
As she kleine gael ta enna mchleisho, smiliam shuish altacha. My name is Robert Cuttin Goswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Here in this programme, kleine gael, you'll hear a thread in English, as snaelia sechilg, and another thread in the Manx Gaelic, chinia namera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Urish. William Gell has brought us up to All Saints, Kirklonan, where the incumbent in 1906, when his poem was written, the incumbent was Reverend John Quine. Well, Gell now takes us down into the Laxey Valley, extolling the natural beauty and how the cottages blend into the landscape, as we'll hear. So we'll be starting with a peon to Laxey and its environs, environs. Tashin chitkas jera na skilan ein jinte galtan na chlub na chied. Chanelach jai jawa mar na zeliam na bi caird au jinnu ima jawul you. Sait rish er na foglan severl, close shave. Tan skilain na chied cho en msich al friganach. As vi scrut hojach severl eg Martin Bolton. Well, last time we were celebrating Sean Lyle Balden in music, so we didn't get a chance to dip into the newly launched CD by Curjan Cujach. Curjan Cujach will be taking part next Friday evening, the 24th of May, in a Manx concert for Sophia Morrison, and it's a celebration of 160 years since the birth of Sophia Morrison on that day, the 24th of May, in the year 1859. Tickets for the concert are £7, and it'll be an opportunity to buy a copy of Curjan Cujach's new CD. It's called Ballachilferic, and this is Annie Kizak's song from which it takes that title. Tashu geishtach rish radio vanin, stashu na nashun, skelyena washtulish, Ellen Vanin.
Oh, and there they go, and there they go.
The title track from the new CD by Curjan Cujach, Ballakilferic, available as a Bandcamp download as well. We commence our descent now from the parish church on the heights, All Saints, Kirklonan. While we the downward path pursue, please, reader, don't misconstrue, famed Laxey Glen breaks on the view. With what emotions of delight doth each enthusiastic wight at first behold the entrancing sight. Nature and art, their trades here ply. Each strives the other to outvie, to please and fascinate the eye. The verdant slopes, the pine-clad hills, the sparkling of the bounding rills, panacea for a host of ills. Dame Nature, here in gleeful course, had ambled on her favourite horse. The purple ling, the golden gorse, mark out the progress of her jaunt. The feathered choirs, her praises vaunt, the livelong day with merry chant. Cottages, white as winter's hoar, like snowdrops dot the landscape o'er. Now grouped in cluster half a score, now perched on overhanging brow, like figurehead upon the prow, smiling benign on all below. Rin Ralph Quail, reich a buas, odach na lurgach and shangeg a ea immerke. For Ralph goil al rosh the chulia rid, ve goil al rosh urgen, ve goil al rosh ginu bleb jason heen trevi master and yeenan, ve goil al rosh lawen rau ragen, pluche lug de mucha salges an ee. Ve goil al trevi cadla chitersen, rosh vi tarnitz jach, on sail ashlishach, the chor vel, yenach e a fluche, as weissen a ginach e riu chit. Bach. Ach na smoon a vegger be elia. Ve goil al, rosh Nigel Harris, poster ulk a skoil, ren goil bog a moor jay tran les erson, as vanish sheld na lug. De kinjach jerg nealach, e veil husk chluiach, gin coordach, shang, Veralf Ginusus erd graag zo'n poster. Renne Gilje Harris tegen Megitemus gorish munja varu. Dag vaste Veralf eid niet de jinnu eib vardelach, de chiane burre, as de chosne tai gin adi. Another participant in next Friday's A Manx Concert for Sophia Morrison will be BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award winner, great harp player, Mira Royal, and this is from Mira's CD, The Ballaglass Set, which I'm sure you'll also be able to buy next Friday evening. Thank you. And that's harp player Mira Royal, winner of the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award. And apart from Mira, and as we've heard Curjan Cujak, we'll be hearing some of the talented youngsters from the Bunscoil Ghaeilgeach, and they'll be singing and presenting some poetry. Deborah Tubman will be reciting from T.E. Brown. Annie Kissick, as the fifth Manx Bard, will be taking part, along with Curjan Cujak. And we'll be closing with the Michael Players RBV as they present J.E. Cools in the Doctor's Waiting Room, which they presented at their Eel Ferry in January this year. So that's next Friday evening, the 24th of May, and that'll be in the Centenary Centre in Peel at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are £7. I'll tell you a little more about getting tickets a little later on.
The Mission Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiun yn asiun sy'n Radio Fanin, as dy clenig eil gwl i'r tebl ag y tre ton, Lloran Pyn, Robert Cytyn Coswell, Robert de Corslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
San fenig fe chitlech, skip eil fe torjach. Ys trefech sy'n yn ach, son sigaris, fech yn tranles ersyn, dwblet sy'n le gain. Dyw, sy'n jalun fawn, mas o ynnych ei sorant lloris tri cyd yn yn ingelid. Y chyd Jerry hwg ei eber striw nai ega, ren Nigel cor ersyn i a chrwsyn hun, as ren ei bera ei dy chon les maja bylia chyrm. Mas o ren Ralph Rai. Fa ffisig a gyn awr ys dy bech ei gotch, ys dy bech ei cwrdd dy horren sy'n sach bi yn dach elia. Ach, ren al im yn roes ei, dair Harris Ersyn trwy giat y sgoel ys, nish fe dy chelg sws red rŵn ys fai, ys fe ffos yn cwrdd gyner elia dy Ralph jay pi yn ys ingelid. Fa Ralph engol y red liawr dy falio yn streis dy chiana yn nemesis ega. Ach, ren yn imsi garw, e a chronacha. Nish, fe rai y reds y tro elia ys fyn sielger berach dyn er les dach enol feidach iarn. Speg fy balio rwtsi beg, i'r son... Speg fy balio rwtsi beg, i'r son balio beg tira. Now, natural beauty, or no, Laxey's fame was in its industry, and now William Gell turns to that aspect. Note these vast heaps of sparry glint, refuse eject from earth's great mint, tokens of strenuous labour's dint. The muddy stream, the washing floor to sift and cleanse the precious ore, clear evidences these, and more, above, below, around we see, of Manin's mining industry. In former years, recurs to me, how troops of stalwart miners bold would probe the depths of earth's dark hold to gain the lead which turned to gold. Ah, may the good time come again, when hundreds more with might and main will cleave the rich metallic vein. Gell is writing in 1906, but as we know, mining was tailing off until the end came in 1929 at the time of the Great Depression. But now William Gell closes Canto 5 with his customary bathos. But now I hear the supper peal, and lest I miss that favourite meal, we'll meet again at Laxey Wheel.
Still go, and the Laxey River runs.
century there were fortunes lost and found. As the miners dug the lead and zinc from underneath the ground. Then came the Great Depression in 1929. And the miners drew their wages for the last time at the mine. And the Lexi wheel kept turning, turning, turning. In the lady years of Ella's memory. And while the water flows, the Laxey will still go. And the Laxey River runs down to the turning, turning. In the Lady Isabella's memory. Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo. And while the water flows, the Laxey will still go. And the Laxey River runs down to the sea. It stood now for 100 years through wind, rain, snow and drought. And it will still keep turning, though the sands of time run out. And though the main mine building is no more than a shell, the wheel still stands majestic in the shadow of Snake Fell. And the Laxey wheel keeps turning, turning, turning.
Yeah!
In the Lady Isabella's memory. Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo. And while the water flows, the Laxey wheel still go. And the Laxey River runs down to the sea. And while the water flows,
and that's the Stationary Wilburys version of the Laxey Wheel there. Mike Williams, Al Lawrence and Alan Hess, the Stationary Wilburys. Canto 6 now. On massive pillions bound with steel, majestic hangs the mammoth wheel. Each loyal villager must feel a touch of pardonable pride. Did this fair glen hold naught beside? By none this tribute is denied. Conceived and born on yonder slope, baptized in her own name, no trope, by Lady Isabella Hope. Grand monument of native skill, casements, indomitable will, and genius here are cherished still. This was Robert Casement, 1815 to 1891, the son of a millwright who gained experience working in Manchester before returning home and working as chief engineer and mine agent for the Great Laxey Mining Company. He also went to work on construction of the Iron Pier in Douglas at one time, then ran his own engineering business in Douglas before finally going off to Birkenhead in 1874 to work for the Mersey Docks and Harbour Board. On retirement in 1887, he lived at Minorca Crossroads. His great work, the Laxey Wheel, had been opened in September of 1854. As for Fiseg Ralf na bech boler bier mande de lia on de cheltjen e hin. E kion red runes fai, fa keel avori. Van a keel fi vur eg oire valje beg tira. For Sarah Courage there, Alf, Lorish and Erega, Gin Gullered show the value of Ein Skull. No, the Rowy Meyer Fiss, the Jack Gillian Smooer Ed show. The Goyle Tugin, as the U Jock Mestulach, as the Chloer Echelia Lesh Kek Mardi. Ach, for Fissig Ralph, ne Row Cowerer Bielia, Marndeach, Kale of Ori. As higher rosh the hira sauches fall the scadow an eck. Rene rai rosh, there of isle uns the scowin an egger, as when a lurgach an egger a crow. Fiera. Henke gustap, master tamagan me. Hutche shiser a tollu. As renne folloche heen uns a skrig viljach. Rish never genachten de ve blienten. For Ralph, na laig in leeltas erbi, goil al rush glacier alter be, yin a cowrige mach, a cool onji vein a lie. As nation ron gus of Ritain, as showed on Baron as annex, as chendre Jean Baron, Christian annex, and the tadclay ron de Saint Vincent. Some tunes for the Breton dance Ronde de Saint Vincent, played by the Talabardier, that's the bombard player, Jean Baron, and Christian Annex played the Binucoz, the old bagpipe, the very high pitched bagpipe of Brittany.
The Mission Station, Manx Radio.
Tashu geis jachrish radio vanning stashun rashun as e guller skiljena was dulish alin vanning. Kleine Gailton Clare Shaw, Miss Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
A chedenk an erd hielger. Vin a leid a tostach, roim neach de vustra, a shigras egger, chalias van lidjint egger, dat darach a poster ersen. Fejera, henk kierach na hi, as tostid quechlesh, as fe imma di Ornson Ralph de Goyle Arl, limma J. Nigel Harris, as e gotch sa vol shen, ren atchim Ralph e a cher loche, ren de hinchin ega, crew edin an fachidach, henk rish sa chalirtis, Ren bail yein as lauen lesh ingnan cor a droch a smunion ega. Van sheen sves as a skrig viljach, cor ersen ullish the fur, as van cree ega, erskul kem lesh al. Ren of leather cribbe uns abe de yinwe heen slew, cronel gamalishl, ren of leather cribbe, ren of leather cribbe uns abe de yinwe heen slew cronel, as for fame mer ulyu en yard, the ho sha ginu fluch na dorish en wyega. Feyera, renne rege de rai che, rosh merenna dorach as tulyacha ersen de bollach. trogge nis a fog a skoil as hiarne enel the down the yenu cry a heen I ridden aglach a hilton as ega. So we're down on the washing floors in Laxey. Here, branching off, a scene of joy, the charming vista of Glen Roy, nature and art in sweet alloy. 'Twas enterprise and shrewd foresight produced in glen and wooded height a prospect of supreme delight. Well, here William Gell is not talking about the whole of Glen Roy, but the lower end, originally planted by the Reverend William Fitzsimmons in 1800. It was owned at one time by Captain Richard Rowe, the mine's captain, and it was bought from him and developed by Robert Williamson, and Robert Williamson made of it Laxey Glen Gardens. And, says Gell, "Sweet, lithesome lasses here we meet, with smiling faces, trim and neat." Which calls to mind the wondrous feat achieved by some ingenious blade, the great Manx bull, whose premier grade quite throws the Irish in the shade, to make the most of earthly joys in quiet fun or mirthful noise. The Laxey Gells are just the boys. Well, William Gell says that it's the great Manx bull, so a phrase already well known by 1906, and of course used by Stuart Slack in later years in another of his songs. We heard the Laxey Wheel now, but another of his songs was banned by Manx Radio, and it's still, well, a little bit rude today, I suppose. Ach, son shenas olio, ligden golersul, dim remi and Captain Richard Rowe as veshen as a chorn, as masort as in golgus a chorn ish, as shodan and duo enmesit corn crow, as shaw and a rein enmesit merry asic.
Talking as the rant talks in your vinches.
That's the duo from Cornwall called Corncrow, Steve Hunt, who was actually born in the Isle of Man, and Kim Guy. And they were singing the song Meriazek. Meriazek was actually a Breton saint, but there is a Cornish manuscript, Bunan's Meriazek. It's a medieval manuscript written in the Cornish language, so it's one of the great things of Cornwall, one of the great treasures of Cornwall, the Bunan's Meriazek. And of course, we've been talking about the Laxey area, which was greatly influenced by the Cornish miners who came to live there. And in fact, if you go down to Laxey now, apart from the Manx flag flying there, you'll also see the Cross of St Piran flying in honour of the fact that so many Cornish miners, including Captain Richard Rowe, the mine's captain, came to the island from Cornwall. Well, William Gell steers us away from Laxey now. But, reader, casting off our tether, resume we now our jaunt together over the hills of gorse and heather. Across Doon Glen we now must trip above the wooded seaward dip, and rounding by the northern hip, majestic, here before us stands Barul, who homage due commands, monarch of Mackle's smiling lands. Just by his tail, in former days, the poet Kinnish wrote his lays, ere he had fallen on modern ways. Smoothly the tales flowed from his pen of Manin's ways and Manin's men, yet writ he his own tale, R.N. Well, this is our old friend William Kinnish, born at the Corrony in 1799, who became internationally known as a craftsman, inventor, poet, navigator, explorer, a man of many parts, whose grave in Brooklyn, New York, where he died in 1868, is now marked by a stone of Manx granite, thanks to Bob Stimson, author of the excellent William Kinnish, Manannach Dwy. And, of course, he spent some years in the Royal Navy, hence the RN. And, of course, when he came to publish his book of poetry, he did publish it under the title of William Kinnish, RN. Esh, chile mustra mastana tamagan. Va fiseg al yorishanach van a dulugan a crau chamur na rausha ushigar bi na ket. She rithinach, for the smooth ashore, squarey vitar nennel, cowds ren moon che dare to mach through the chrusen. Rene Blake, lien hulach, stiach seduid for na tamagan. As ren pyre the hulian mar crunin, mika back ersen. Creer be vaughn, velika mach sheen the stronacher. As oddach e clashen e struge e chadden me geet ons na dulligan cow cheese, cows ren na banglenen va croch a noose, leest de beggen. Ons greemen aalige, och, lesh meen de gerden maag na vaan, gauwe kesma de maal hugge. Gebliuw is ten dreil, ren ridden ach fi voer as dorge, liem a maag vijne tamagen, en rids jerry is va konjen er alfair, va shen. Fagen cuma du friganach, James Woods Bear. Now we have the Galloglass Cayley Band, the famous band with their saxophone, and they're playing Paddy on the Railroad and Miss MacLeod. Thank you. And that's the Galaglass Cayley Band. They were playing Paddy on the Railroad and Miss MacLeod. Normally you can hear the C melody sax chugging away on there, but that was well down in the mix in that particular track, I'm afraid.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Sjord yw stasiwn yn asiwn, Radio Fanning, Sie Clen y Gaelt yn Clare Shaw, Meryn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Coswell, Robert y Corslach.
Fel Bobby Bob.
Ren Ralph dwster syliaf i ega, leis sgornach tirym. Fy'n chlag dwsti ffairl mach. Hai y dy gyrach gys y ffremi, ys rene dilga, saglach fy blas y sgia. Haraw cynion yr bu ega i'r ffegeil ceil y fori. Crenach hencyd y falia. Iech eistiach sy'r les hwrystl, y llarni y feil yn ergwl fain y ffiglen ega. Hwg ei sgoch ers yn ffag yn drawyd cwdych, les lech hiw rhw, rene tilga rys. Ys hwg ei yn edyn ega ffôn ffiseid ffwr, glen y mach y fil ys slwg y sys yn ostio o'r ffwr. Rene sgeib yn y ffiglen ega, les lawn yr craw, Ys hwg i dje y llein y tŷ chawdd rhan ei brw y cram yn dy ffodd y ysbraid ar. Fy'n llein y straed. Fy'n tiaw filw dje, fy'n tiaw filw dje broch aglach. Och sy'n tiaw chwlw dje hwg grein ersyn, fi sint mach as cwma, fi reipit ons fritlagan. Dje nor un ysgira, fy chyd yn dy chwyl fegyr agen. Ysgyn tegylus. O'r at William Kinnish's former home at the Corony. And just below the vision suite of Ballaglass, where youthful Pete and Kate would lave their naked feet. Then, couched beside the gurgling rill, full innocent as children still, would loop the loop, and think no ill. Well, this is the young man who, in the story, went on to be the fisherman Pete Quilliam, spending his childhood here with Kate Grigean. This is in Hall Caine's novel, The Manxman. William Gell comes back to the story a little later on as well. However, he now turns his attention to Macleod. Now downward to the headland bold, 'twas here in history we are told, at least so says the legend old, St. Macleod, thus the tale begins, came in a coracle of skins, purposed to expiate his sins. Turned from his bandit ways so vain, resolved in penalty and pain, a meed of greatest good to gain. Neither was he left in the lurch, but rose to lead our ancient church. Let none his memory besmirch. Now I have a song from Wales, sung by Julie Murphy, and it's Can Dyffryn Cletwr.
Do mi hales amser llawen, yn yr ysgol yn Llodwen, ac wrth ilyn y pysgotwr, ar hyd lan yr afon Cletwr. Nôl i morddod ar sgoligion, dros i mas yn fab afrylon, ac mi es yn lanc o forwr, mas o olwg dyffryn Cletwr. Noswerth gyntaf fynt y bryste, pan yr awn ar geirwon donna, rown i'n gweiddi ar y dwfwr, o na bawn yn y ffrin y Cletwr. Nôl i'r gwyntodd i ostegi ar geirwon donna i lonyddi, gododd cwili ar y morwr, i ddod nôl i ddyffryn Cletwr. Rwyf yn hoff o'm hen gyfeillion, Siamsefad fadion blan glywon, siancor go at yn addwr, yn tfel i'n llaw yn nyffryn y cletwr. Hoff oedd gan y môr o'r ffyddlon, i ddod nôl o lad yr ystron, yng ngynt na'r gwynt na'r hoff dryfeiliwr, i ddod nôl i ddyffryn cletwr. Bym yn rodio dolydd gwyrddon, a chyfleidio'r merched gwynion, ond gwell o lawer gan y morwr, ferch fach lan o ddyffryn cletwr.
A song about the Valley of the Cletwr, sung by Julie Murphy Cann, Dyffryn Cletwr. Chiawi shilia byw stiach sy ffremi, red fy'n sgia dw sleetiach ega ffost na lai. Fy sgiaw er yn edyn ega chawds hai a roes, dy chwr shilia sgira er. Fe smonion draw en ersyn er, na rydyn bega dorcha marw fy snaw sefelia. The mall is the mall. Hank Tigl ys ersyn chawds fe ginw siga mychion na fe ffagin. Siliedyn ys Dianan. As Shannon Skeel. William Gell then reminds us of another tradition connected with St. Macald and one of the other saints to whom a parish is dedicated. St. Macald, thus the tale doth run, the pious, saintly Irish nun to help the work so well begun at Mackle's hands received the veil, and thenceforth shunned the genus male, forever in the church's pale. Well, this is St. Bridget, and she gives her name to Kirkbride, and the tradition is that she came to the Isle of Man to take the veil to become a bride of Christ from the hand of St. Mackle. And she's also said to have founded the nunnery near Douglas. Now, on the 160th anniversary of the birth of Sophia Morrison in Peel on the 24th of May 1859, the Celtic Congress will be presenting this year, as I say, to mark that 160th anniversary, a Manx concert for Sophia Morrison. That'll be next Friday evening in the Centenary Centre in Peel at 7:30. Tickets are £7. And you can get them online through the Centenary Centre website. They're also available at Celtic Gold in Peel. Or you can get them through myself. Either, if you see me about, you can nail me there and then, or give me a ring on 844-270. I'll give you that again a bit later, 844-270. You can leave a message if necessary. Let me know how many tickets you want and we can reserve them and have them on the door. You can come and pick them up and pay for them on Friday. Or if you want to email me, you can email me at bobbybobjb@gmail.com. So that's phone 844-270. Or you can email bobbybobjb@gmail.com. Now, in Peel Masonic, yesterday evening there was a very nice concert, really enjoyable concert, and it featured the Ellen Vannin Pipes, and they also played for Dancing by Scathan Jurg, which is something Scathan Jurg haven't encountered before, I think, being played for by the Pipes to dance to. And then we had some piping and guitar playing from Finlay MacDonald and Malcolm Stitt, and Finlay was here for a workshop, giving the workshop for the Ellen Vannin Pipers there. So this we're finishing off with Endro and the Sunday Club, two compositions by Finlay MacDonald, played here by the Finlay MacDonald Band. Ach, masor shene rishachid shawwash clenigail. So now, until the next time, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a chrierywish as orsalier as my yearian shared you will you.